Disc 3.
Kill the traders, I thought. Why did I think that way? I liked Ragnar. I liked him much more than I had liked my father. I should be right to be dead, yet Ragnar had saved me, and Ragnar spoiled me, and he treated me like a son, and he called me a Dane, and I liked the Danes. Yet even at that time, I knew I was not a Dane. I was Uhtred of Bebbanburg, and I clung to the memory of the fortress by the sea, of the birds crying over the breakers, of the puffins whirring across the whitecaps, of the seals on the rocks, of the white water shattering on the cliffs. I remembered the folk of that land, the men who had called my father Lord, but talked to him of cousins they held in common. It was the gossip of neighbours, the comfort of knowing every family within a half-day's ride. And that was and is Bebbanburg to me. Home. Ragnar would have given me the fortress if it could be taken. But then it would belong to the Danes, and I would be nothing more than their hired man, ealdorman at their pleasure, no better than King Edgar, who was no king but a pampered dog on a short rope. And what the Dane gives, the Dane can take away. And I would hold Bebbanburg by my own effort. Did I know all that at 11? Some, I think. It lay in my heart, unformed, unspoken, but hard as a stone. It would be covered over in time, half forgotten and often contradicted, but it was always there. Destiny is all, Raven liked to tell me. Destiny is everything. He would even say it in English. Weird bith full arid. What are you thinking? Rorik asked me. That it would be nice to swim, I said. The oars dipped and the wind viper glided on into Mercia. Next day, a small force waited in our path. The Mercians had blocked the river with felled trees, which did not quite bar the way, but would certainly make it hard for our oarsmen to make progress through the small gap between the tangling branches. There were about 100 Mercians, and they had a score of bowmen and spear throwers waiting by the blockage, ready to pick off our rowers, while the rest of their men were formed into a shield wall on the eastern bank. Ragnar laughed when he saw them. That was something else I learned, the joy with which the Danes faced battle. Ragnar was whooping with joy as he leaned on the steering oar and ran the ship into the bank, and the ships behind were also grounding themselves, while the horsemen who had been keeping pace with us dismounted for battle,